Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's work for us on this All Saints Sunday is taken from the book of Revelation in the 7th chapter, once again at verse 9. John is writing, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.'" This is God's word. Who are these clothed in white robes? They are mothers and fathers, grandparents, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. They are Asian, Latin American, European, African, and all points in between. Some were famous, some virtually unknown. Some were successful, some failures by the world's standards, but all have one thing in common, one thing that connects them eternally. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is their Savior, Lord, and King. And for this reason, those in white robes are rightly called saints. This section of the book of Revelation is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful in all the Bible. For here is the result of Jesus' perfect life, sacrificial death, and transforming resurrection. The result is a countless collection of people made holy by God. They're wearing the white robes that he provided. They are worshiping God, and at the same time, he is tenderly serving them. The wonderful fruit of Jesus' labor is brought to harvest. His people live with him in paradise restored. Who are these clothed in white robes? The storytellers of our culture suggest that in this life, the saints are easy to spot. Their good deeds make it obvious. But the storytellers also tell us that being a saint is boring or silly or hypocritical. Why would you want to be one? Don't you want to have fun? The storytellers ask. But what does God have to say about the saints? Well, one thing's for sure. According to God's word, being a saint is not a matter of achieving a record of personal perfection. If that were the case, there wouldn't be any saints. The picture the Bible paints of people like Adam, Eve, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Peter, and Paul, just to name a few, is not flattering. Scripture unflinchingly puts their sins out there for the world to see. Anyone who ever picked up Holy Scripture and read about their lives would tell you they made some horrible mistakes and decisions. Imagine if your life was an open book in the same way. So again, who are these in white robes? How did they become saints? We're told these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have made it through the tragedies of this torn up world. And they have been cleansed. They have been purified. Their robes have been soaked in the blood of Jesus, making them holy. Jesus' holiness was wrapped around them at their baptism. It is the garment that they wear into eternity. You see, a saint is someone who trusts in Jesus alone for purity, forgiveness, access to heaven. That's it. A saint is someone who knows that sin has disqualified them, yet they believe that Jesus earned the prize and shares it as a true gift. In other words, a saint is someone who knows there would be no white robe or multitude or living water or wiping away of tears if it were not for Jesus. Who are these in white robes? A young girl once had a pretty good answer to that question. She went to a church in which there were colorful, detailed stained glass windows, and these windows depicted the activities of people like Mary and Joseph and the disciples. And one day she was looking at those figures in the windows on a particularly sunny day. And out of the blue, she said to her father, who was with her, "Dad, I think I know what a saint is." "Oh, really?" her father replied, a little taken aback by this. "What is a saint?" he asked her. "A saint is someone who lets the light shine through." Who are these in white robes? Who are the saints? They are people who let the light of Christ shine through them. Who do you see in John's Revelation multitude? I'll tell you who I see. People who had struggles, hurts, flaws, their own quirks. People with strengths and gifts and deep faith. People pulled out of the devil's hands by Christ, the champion. People like you and me, sharing in Jesus' victory. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we are saints because of the perfection of your Son. You have chosen in your love for us to drape his holiness around our shoulders and to let us wear that as our garment of praise. Help us, Lord, to live in that blessing today and to know that as we, in just a few moments, come to your table, we do so with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, lauding and magnifying your holy name and praising you by recounting all that you have done and continue to do for us. We meet you at your table, Lord Jesus. We spend those moments in your company with all the company of heaven. May that thought fill us with great strength and great praise this day. In your precious name we ask it. Amen.